in your Bible, please. 1 John. The first epistle of the Apostle John. This epistle comes near the end of the first century since the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Written probably somewhere in the 90s AD. As you're turning there, I will remind you that the Bible is the personal, progressive, perfect revelation of Almighty God, revealing who He is. He is life. He is light. He is love. His character. Revealing who He is and what He has done, what He is doing, and what He is yet to do. Redeem. Reconcile. His character. And so the Bible is all about Him. It is not about you nor me. It is only about you and me as we relate to Him. Either by faith, being part of the Beloved, His children, or remaining dead in our trespasses and sins, destined for eternal separation from God, damnation. The Bible is all about Him. When we come to 1 John, we are introduced to that trilogy of the Scriptures declaring God is life. God is light. God is love. That's the message of the manger. And I ask the question every Christmas, how big is your God? Does He fit in a manger? That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the Word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life. This perfect revelation that God has given to us in His Word was perfected in human experience, in flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, that of the only brought forth of the Father, full of grace and truth. What we have seen, what we have heard, we now declare unto you. The Word of life, eternal life, this life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us in flesh, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Come on over to the fifth chapter of 1 John. And just reading that 20th verse. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given to us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. God is life. And this life has been manifested. It has been openly put on display in flesh. Jesus is life. Back to 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. God has revealed Himself. He has revealed Himself perfectly. He has revealed Himself perfectly in flesh. God is life, and God is light, inseparable. Come on over to the Gospel of John, same author, written earlier, John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word, the defining declaration of deity. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Paul sets forth this same truth in Colossians, where he reminds us that out from within Himself, God in flesh, before the foundation of the world, with the Spirit, with the Father, brought forth all things. All things were created out from within Himself. And all things are for Him. And all things consist, hold together by Him. There's a day yet to be experienced when the Word will speak. And this world, as we know it, will no longer be. It will fly apart. He has made it. He has made it out from within Himself. He has made it unto Himself. And He holds it all together until His plan is to bring forth a new heavens, a new earth, a new creation. Never to be impacted, to be corrupted by sin. A kingdom of righteousness, over which the King of righteousness will reign in peace. In the beginning was the Word. Verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Inseparable. It's His very character. And He always manifests Himself in keeping with His character. His conduct is a conduct of acting in accordance with His attributes. Life. Light. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not, did not overpower it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Remember when the one who is life and the one who is light was here in flesh, He made several declarations. John records at least 8 of them. They are the I Am's of the Scriptures, the Gospel of John. In chapter 8, at verse 12 we read, Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Life. Light. Inseparable. It's His character. These are His attributes. And He acts in accordance with His attributes. His conduct to us is to provide life. Is to provide light. Chapter 12. Reading from verse 35. Then Jesus said to them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goes. For you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. Back to John chapter 1, verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, authority, the right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, not naturally, but of God. A Pharisee named Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And he began this encounter with Jesus with flattery. Rabbi, We know that thou art a man sent from God. God is with you. We know that by the things that you're doing. No man could do these things apart from God being with him. You got it almost right. Unless a man be born anew, born again, born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. How can this be? Nicodemus was confused. Can a man enter in again to his mother's womb and be born anew? That which is born of flesh is flesh, naturally. Born of the water. The birth process, naturally. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. It's a mystery. As the wind comes and we experience it, yet we don't know where it came from. We don't know where it's going. So are those born of the Spirit. Natural birth brings man natural life. Spiritual birth brings new life. Eternal life. And so he came unto his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which are born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, not naturally, but of God. And the Word was made, became, brought forth, flesh. This perfect revelation that God has unfolded progressively in His Word, the written Word, is now perfected. In his plan, the master plan of Messiah, the anointed, is here in flesh. Dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only brought forth of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, this is he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Remember in Jesus' prayer, after leaving the upper room and heading to the garden, he prays, Father, the hour's come. Glorify your Son, as I have glorified you in the earth. I have finished the work that you've given me to done. Now, Father, restore unto me the glory which I had with you before the world existed. And of his fullness have all we received in grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only brought forth Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, inseparable, He hath declared Him. He hath exposed Him. He has perfectly put forth the character of God, His attributes in flesh, the conduct of God, His actions. The God who is life, the God who is light, the God who is love. Perfectly now, on display, in flesh. Going back to 1 John. This time, the 4th chapter. Reading from verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. He is life. He is light. He is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us. Because that God sent His only begotten, brought forth Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The merciful, satisfying to God, sacrifice. The love of God, now manifest perfectly in flesh. Back to John's Gospel again. This time, the 3rd chapter, which we were referencing earlier, but verse 16, I'm sure most familiar to you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only brought forth begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is love. God is life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only brought forth Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. God is love. God is life. God is light. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be openly exposed and condemned, reproved. God is life. God is light. God is love. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. This is the supernatural infusion of the Son. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, Jehovah, Savior. And he shall deliver, he shall save his people from their sin. The supernatural infusion of the Son, our sin bearer. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us, the supernatural infusion of the Son, our sin bearer. Emmanuel, God himself in flesh. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. And we know in the natural experiences of this life, he had a family. He had brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, Judah, and sisters. But he, not naturally, but supernaturally, was infused into the creation that he made. Luke's Gospel. Chapter 1, reading from verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind, considered what manner of greeting and salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace. Thou hast found grace with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders, and he shall sit on the throne of David, and of his kingdom, that earthly kingdom, and that eternal kingdom, there shall be no end. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also, that Holy One which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God, the supernatural infusion of the Son, our sin bearer, God in flesh. Romans, Paul's letter to the church at Rome, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called an apostle, separated unto the good news of God, the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. Is that personal, progressive, perfect revelation of Almighty God as to who He is, what He's done, what He's doing, what He is yet to do. The prophets, the Holy Scriptures concerning His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. God became flesh and declared, manifest, opened up to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Romans chapter 5. Verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Paul writes in his letter to those in Galatia, in the fullness of time, in God's perfect, precise point, in His plan, in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might become the sons of God. In the while we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But I don't like to take a sidebar, but I've said it so many times, and I trust as you're reading through the Word of God, the biggest little word in the Bible is but. It's a transition that's taking place. It's that which changes everything. But God demonstrated, put on full display, perfectly His love toward us. And that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified, declared right before God by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Put on display, and totally now manifest in the power of the resurrection, saved through His death and His life. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. He was raised, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the reconciliation. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Individual sin, specific sins, were not accounted to the individual until the law came in. But he was still a sinner. We know because nevertheless death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgressions, who is the figure of him that was to come. The first Adam ruined everything. The last Adam restores everything right before God. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. The master plan of Messiah, the redemption of the world, the reconciliation of all that is in the world, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestinated, them he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified, declared right. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. This glorious redemption, this glorious reconciliation is a total, perfect, finished work of God. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him so freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Psalm 44. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, neither death, nor life, nor angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, depth, or any other thing in creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. God is life. God is light. God is love. It's his character. These are his attributes. And he always acts in keeping with his attributes. He always demonstrates his character through his conduct. How big is your God? Is he God of life, light, love? Is he big enough to fit in a manger? For the Word became flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his glory, the only glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. Father, thank you. Thank you on this, the day in our calendar set aside to celebrate the Christ. We are privileged by the enablement of your Holy Spirit to allow you to reveal yourself afresh and anew through your Word and all that you have and are and will ultimately, perfectly present to yourself. A world redeemed. A world reconciled. We praise you in Christ's name. Amen.